You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. Well, so far so good. I'm up and about and I can see things as well. So, always a good sign. Great to be with you this morning. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Keeping an eye on the date. It is the 24th of January and it is Tuesday. Let's take a quick look at some of the things relevant to the date. We've got the Feast of Our Lady of Peace. This is in the Roman Catholic Church and it's related observances such as Feria de Alacitas in La Paz. Day of the Unification of the Romanian Principalities. And you've got it, yes, that's got them all back together. It's called Romania. They're celebrating today Uttar Pradesh Day as well. That's, of course, Uttar Pradesh, and that is in India.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Where do we go? Nobody knows. I've got to say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face. Say I wasted all your time, honey, honey. Where do I go to fall from grace? God put a smile upon your face, yeah.
Yeah.
as mine. It's as good as mine. It's good as mine. It's good as mine. It's good as mine. It's good as mine. Where do we go? Nobody knows. Don't ever say you're on your way.
There we go. That is Coldplay and God Put a Smile on Your Face. I hope that's what he's doing for you this morning. That was in July of 2003. And I tell you what, going back in time a little bit, we go back to the year 1968. This was released, and it was Gary Puckett and the Union Gap singing
Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind. Kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And how it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that the more look is in your eyes. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you.
Tell you what, I did very nicely for them. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap there. And Young Girl, written and composed by Jerry Fuller. And they had the backing group there. Yes, you got it, the Wrecking Crew. Released in 1968. And people also say it's a song apparently about making the best time out of a broken heart. The song hit number two on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks, stuck behind Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding for the first week. And for the second 2 weeks, it was kicked off by, well, another song about a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played, and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
There we go. That's Honey from Bobby Goldsboro, also known as Honey, I Miss You. And it was originally written, well, it was written by Bobby Russell. And he first produced it with former Kingston Trio member, a guy called Bob Shane, who was the first to release the song. And then it was given to Bobby Goldsboro, who recorded it for his 1968 album of the same name, originally titled Pledge of Love. And Bobby Goldsboro's version, it was a hit for him, reached number one in several countries. Little time capsule for me, 1968, of course, when that was released. 1968, I think I played it in those days. Falsies Radio Charger, I must have played that one. To the needle just about wore out. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is 15 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. So, it's time for us to do this. Put you in the shower for this morning. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what's going to be happening during the course of the day. Song for the show this morning, isn't it? Aretha Franklin and Freeway of Love. 21 minutes after 7, time to get you on your way. There we go, wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. And looking out the studio window, sun is shining, always a good sign, especially during our summer. Right, what have we got lined up for you today? It is Tuesday, and we'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, for our everyday story of country folk. Usual bits and pieces. We'll look at some of the international news and business news at the bottom of the hour at 7:30. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll be taking a look at some of the local news for today. And in the last hour, we will be chatting with my guest, and that is Alfredo Hidrovo from Luna Llena de Tambores. He's going to be talking to us about his event he's got coming up on the 5th of February. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be at the Administration Building, the Panama Canal Administration Building there. That's where it's all going to be. He'll be telling us more about that a little bit later on. He's coming in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. And if you are keeping time, well, it's not changed much. 22 minutes after 7. First Class. It's called Beach Baby. Say, Beach Baby comes from First Class. Travel well on this program, don't we? It was written by John Carter and his wife, Gillian Jill Shakespeare. Wonder how many songs Shakespeare wrote. It became the band's only substantial hit. Subject of the lyrics, not a holiday love, but a broken love. Had to have a few of those this morning. Moving on.
Forget about me. Don't
Simple Minds and Don't You Forget About Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Hidrobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is indeed 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, taking a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this morning. Just 2 days after a gunman killed 11 people at a Los Angeles area dance studio, 7 more victims were shot dead in an agricultural area near San Francisco. And it says this, California now has suffered one of its bloodiest spates of mass gun violence in decades. Authorities said that they had not identified the motive for either of the rampages, which seemed especially baffling, in part because the suspects in each were men of retirement age, much older than is typical for perpetrators of deadly mass shootings that have become numbing routine in the United States. Several senior Ukrainian officials resigned on Tuesday in the biggest leadership shake-up of the war with Russia so far, in what an aide of President Volodymyr Zelensky called an answer to public calls for justice. Some, though not all, of the resignations were linked with corruption allegations. Ukraine has a history of graft and shaky governance, and it is under international pressure to show that it can be a reliable steward of billions of dollars in Western aid. German defense group Rheinmetall could deliver 139 Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine if required, a spokesperson for the company told Media Group RND. Germany is coming under intense pressure now from Ukraine and some NATO allies, such as Poland, to allow Kiev to be supplied with German-made Leopard 2 tanks for its defense against Russia's invasion. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has so far held back from supplying the tanks or allowing other NATO countries to do so. Brazil's federal police said on Monday that they had a strong conviction a gang leader known as Columbia ordered the brutal murders of British journalist Dom Phillips and indigenous expert Bruno Pereira, killed in the Amazon rainforest last June. The gang leader, Ruben Dario da Silva Vieira, is already in police detention after being charged, along with three other people, for double homicide and concealment of corpses. Inflation in Venezuela has hit a 234% in 2022, according to Vice President Delcy Rodriguez on Monday, representing a slowdown from the previous year as the South American country struggles with a deep and lengthy economic crisis. Over in Europe, European stocks reversed early gains on Tuesday as better-than-expected business activity data in the Eurozone failed to excite investors worried about further interest rate hikes by the European Central Bank. The pan-European stocks 600 index dropped 0.1% despite a strong finish on Wall Street, where battered technology stocks continued their rebound. S&P Global Flash Composite Purchasing Managers Index, known as PMI, climbed to 50.2 this month from 49.3 in December, adding to signs the slowdown in the bloc may not be as deep as feared and that the currency union may escape recession. Crude oil prices were steady on Tuesday as concerns about a global economic slowdown and expected build in U.S. oil inventories were offset by hopes of a fuel demand recovery from top importer China. Brent crude was down 30 cents or 0.3% at $87.89 a barrel. This was by 10:10 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that fell 35 cents or 0.4%. to $81.27. Two hacker groups associated with North Korea, the Lazarus Group and APT-38, were responsible for the theft last June of $100 million from U.S. crypto firm Harmony's Horizon Bridge, the Federal Bureau of Investigation said on Monday. On January the 13th, the groups used a privacy protocol called Railgun to launder over $60 million worth of Ethereum stolen during the theft in June, the FBI said in their statement. That's it. There we go. There's a quick look at some of the things in the international news this morning, as well as, some of the business news as well.
I've been had, I was there.
there she goes, yes, Madonna. And, of course, she's getting ready to go and start off all over again, isn't she? She's going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of her breakout single, Holiday, by embarking on her first ever Greatest Hits tour. The pop icon is going to perform music from her entire career, from 1983's self-titled debut album to the 2019's Madame X. The 35-date celebration tour is going to also see her return to arenas and stadiums after the experimental theatre-based Madame X shows that was in 2019 and 20. Some of those shows were called off as the star battled knee and hip injuries. We can tell we're all knocking on a bit, can't we? The final 10 dates in Paris were then cancelled as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So she's going to have a go again, and good luck to her as well, that's what I say. Breakfast show time is coming up. We're making our way up to 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to stick with the ladies. Annie Lennox. Dub-a-dub-a-dub-dub. No more I love yous.
I used to fall in love with all
And this takes us back to July of 1986 when Annie Lennox released that one. And that was written by David Friedman, Joseph Hughes, and originally recorded by them as The Lover Speaks. It was released in 96, a lead single from their self-titled debut album as, No More I Love Yous. Right, let me see, what have I got for you now? Oh yeah, I was just reading a little story here. A boy who taught himself to read as a toddler has been accepted as the United Kingdom's youngest member of Mensa. 4-year-old Teddy from Portishead in Somerset can count to 100 in 6 non-native languages, including Mandarin. His mother told the BBC Radio 4 program he taught himself to read when he was 2 years old, and he says started learning from educational programs during lockdown. And if you've just woken up, good morning, just look out of the window. It's summer in the city.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Believe it's not so.
And that is the band Pilot and Magic. And that was 1974 when they released that. Pilot, by the way, they come from a place called Edinburgh up there in Scotland. It was the first single for the group. It was written by their band members, a guy called David Patton, together with Billy Lyle. And it was off of their debut album, which was of the same name. Now, according to Patton, the song is inspired by the sunrise on a place called Blackford Hill in Edinburgh. And in 2012, interview with Hot Disc Television, Patton also stated that at the time his wife said that she'd never seen a daybreak. Which also inspired the song. Never seen a daybreak. You must get up late. Right, continuing. Stevie Wonder. I bet he's seen a daybreak. Part-time lover.
Tonight for me and
Part-Time Lover from Mr. Stevie Wonder. I tell you what would you call somebody who writes books, an author?
Paperback writer. Yes, sir, oh, madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write, will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. Te esperamos.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Feel the reaper.
come to you. They looked backward and said goodbye. She had taken his hand.
Tell you what, that one is classic. Don't Fear the Reaper. Don't Fear the Reaper. Gosh, what a beautiful song. Haven't played that for a long time. And that's Blue Oyster Cult off of their 1976 album, which was Agents of Fortune. And it got a good critical reception, by the way, as well as positive. And in December of 2003, it's a little bit later on, isn't it? Don't Fear the Reaper was listed at number 405. That's on Rolling Stone's list of the top 500 songs of all time. Right, I tell you what, talking about oysters, Blue Oyster Cult, there's a bit of a lead in there. Eating oysters, they could help protect the coast, apparently. Now, the Louisiana coastal wetlands are being washed away, leaving the region more vulnerable to hurricanes and flooding. Now, restaurants in New Orleans are recycling their oyster shells so that they can be used to build seawalls. Isn't that nice? What a great idea. See, everything can be used again. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 18 minutes exactly after 8 o'clock. This is Paloma Faith. Nice, isn't Paloma Faith there? And the bigger you love, the harder you fall. Good mornings go out to Mary Lou this morning. She was with us bright early this morning. She's quite happy. It's not quite as hot as yesterday, she says. Also, good morning to Mandy. Good morning to you. She's just dropped a message. You saying piñata has been the highlight of my morning. And I thought my morning was exciting.
City, looking out at the corridor sewer. Traffic is slow. It's coming in, though. It's got a sound that there's nothing like. I can see the ocean. I can see the sun rising. Oh, man, I love this city. I do love being here. I miss my home and my poor little cook. She's at home with the puppy and all them putty tats. Oh, man, she got her handful today. I have no doubt, because that little dog, she is a handful 24/7. Not really 24/7, only 4 hours out of 24/7, because normally she's sleeping them 20 hours, so she only has 4 hours of chasing the running little bunny. Well, let's see, Tuesday, hey, yeah, Tech Talk Tuesday, I got some tech talking to do, got to get some information transferred on some computers out here. Oh, got all kinds of things to do while I'm in the city. Shout out to my friend Francis. Hope Vernon's doing well. He's in the hospital right now, so we're sending him bunches of love. And let's see what else is going on. Well, I think I need to water what dead plant I have on the patio. That's going to be needing. Everything's looking pretty green for being summer, well, or dry season. I'm kind of surprised. When I drove in from the El Valle, everything was very brown coming down the highway. But then again, I've seen it three, four times in the last couple of days, so here we go. It's looking real good here, though. You guys got a beautiful morning. It's that January sky where there's very little clouds. The light is the most beautiful that it's going to be all year. Best time to go outside and take pictures is right about now. That sun is gorgeous. That light is beautiful. It's fresh and crisp in the morning. Ah, oh, nothing like it. Go outside and take a big, deep breath. But not too near traffic. You don't want to be hitting those fumes. Well, let me see. All right, like I said, I'm going to get to work here because it's a long day. Got to get a lot done before I head back to the El Valle. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
It's a beautiful
brand new day.
children with robins and flowers. Sunshine caresses each new waking hour.
Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more.
Say, gotta say,
lead the way.
It's okay.
Well, say,
gotta
say, it's okay.
All right.
Lead the way.
Oh.
Oh.
Combination there, Diana Ross together with Marvin Gaye and what's the call to be seen? Well, here we go. My Mistakes. And time on the Breakfast Show is 29 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course. Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let's just take a look, see what else that we have today, which is relevant to the date, which is the 24th of January, if you'd forgotten, like I do things like that quite often. Humphrey O'Sullivan patented the rubber heel, and that was in 1899. Rather strange one then, isn't it? 1908 in England, the first Boy Scout troop was organised. This was by, of course, Robert Baden-Powell, got those organised. 1916, conscription was introduced in Britain. That's when you have to go join the forces. 1922, Christian K. Nelson painted it. Oh, this is a good one. Believe it or not, the Eskimo pie. How would we manage without the Eskimo pie? That's what I want to know. Pictures of Matchstick Men. This comes from Status Quo. Hit for Status Quo, and that's going back to 1968. Got to number 7 on the British charts, number 8 in Canada, number 12 in the Billboard Hot 100. And so, well, becoming, natural fact, their only top 40 single in the United States. Two versions of the song, one in stereo and there was another one in mono. Now, there's a significant difference. The original single was in mono and has the trademark, that wah-wah guitar, which you can tell we just played the mono version in the breaks between the lyrics, but that is omitted in the stereo version. And I'm glad it's in mono, because some of these stereos, like we played with Paperback Writer earlier on, they were doing sort of silly things with stereo then when it first came out, since you had sort of like the music in one side and nothing on the other side. Although, I must admit, that was the start of karaoke, I think, in a way, because you had the music of some of the Beatles songs, the music on, say, the left ear, and their vocals on the right. But what you did, just turn the balance over to the left, and then you could sing along without them. Well, we knew what we were doing in those days, you know. Yola, Dancing Away in Tears. 24 minutes, and that's before 9 o'clock. Mr. News at 8, don't forget we got it for you again at 9.
Show with Jerry D.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face. Someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life? I just wanna live in this world forever. 'Cause I'm afraid that living couldn't get any better. Started giving up on the world forever. So you gave up heaven so we could be together. Tattoos on your skin. Tell me a secret, and baby I'll keep it. And maybe we can play house for the weekend. Looking at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back.
I do like that. That is Troy Sivan and Angel Baby. And as I mentioned, it was Yola, Dancing Away in Tears, the first of those two. And right, let's take a look, see what else is relevant to the date. We've got, well, we mentioned the Eskimo pie being painted today, which is important. 1924, the Russian city of St. Petersburg was renamed Leningrad. The name has since, of course, been changed back to St. Petersburg. In 1935, Kruger Brewing Company placed the first canned beer on sale in Richmond in Virginia.
Try.
sure you will see.
You will see
the things I say are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me,
la 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 la. I love you,
oh baby.
La la la.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
Thank you.
Knights in White Satin. Moody Blues, written and composed by Justin Hayward, first featured, this is the one we're playing, as the segment, The Night, that was on the album Days of Future Past. We first released the single in 1967. See, we were very advanced in those days, weren't we? It reached number 19 on the UK singles chart, number 103 in the United States, 68. It was the first significant chart entry by the band since Go Now. And it's a recent lineup change in which Denny Lane and Clint Warwick had resigned to both Haywood and John Lodge. What a pair they are, I tell you, brilliant. When reissued in 1972, the single hit number 2 in the United States for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. And they just couldn't see their way to the number 1 spot. Why? Because somebody who could see was engaged in keeping them away.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alpha Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. Te esperamos.
Cherry with a G and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, yeah, a miracle for this is time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, where you go and what you looking for.
Tell you what, it's time to say a very good morning to Renee. Good morning to you, Renee. She dropped a little note. Good morning, she says. Holy cow. I just got home from a nearly 4-hour hair appointment. Women do that. What's the cost of fortune? You must be exhausted. You asked if we could play Sister Christian for you. Well, that's it. It's just about to finish. Anyway, lovely to hear from you. I bet you look nice. Send us a picture. As you do. So, 4 hours. I mean, what were they doing with it? Knitting it or what? My hair appointment lasts about 20 minutes. Other than that, just take it off, give it a good shake and put it back on again. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Thank you.
That's it, Hall & Oates and Out of Touch. I tell you what, the saga goes on, and just get it on my phone instead of the big screen. Here we go. Renee says, my backside hurts sitting in that chair because she went for a four-hour haircut. Okay, four-hour haircut. Said, my backside hurts sitting on that chair for so long. I just got my greys covered. Well, if I went, it'd probably take about a week. And a trim. But then the guy wanted to put a hair mask on it, and he was very meticulous. Rick went on Saturday for a cut and a beard trim, and he was there over an hour. But I will say, it's one of the best haircuts he's had in a very long time. You notice? And she says, P.S., I was worried it was going to cost a small fortune, but it ended up being about $40. Well, $40 is a lot. $40 more than I pay in the United States. Not bad. You know, it depends how much you pay in the United States to have your hair done. $5, it's okay. It's not too bad. $40 more than I paid for a haircut. Well, talking of haircuts, I thought, what have I got with haircuts? Well, I got Haircut 100. This is Lemon Fire Brigade. And there we go, Haircut 100 and Lemon Fire Brigade. And the... the saga is going on. Renee says that my mum was a hairstylist for 40 years, so I never had to pay for a haircut until she passed away, which was 7 years ago. We were very spoiled for her wonderful talent, and for free, of course. Well, funny enough, we've got a bit of a coincidence, because my family, when they lived in up in Liverpool, before I was born, and they had a hairdresser shop. They were hairdressers. And my mother, my aunt, and in actual fact, it was a funny, quite a funny little story about that, because my mother and I think my aunt were sort of young kids at the time, and they sort of used to, I guess, run around the hairdressers and play and whatever. And my grandmother was doing somebody's hair, and she heard my aunt shouting from the kitchen, "Can I put Frieda in the chair?" And my grandmother turned around and said, "Yes, of course you can." Anyway, when my grandmother went back there about half an hour later, it was sheer horror, because my mother's hair had all been cut off. And apparently my aunt hadn't said, "Can I put Frieda in the chair?" She said, "Can I cut Frieda's hair?" You have to laugh, you know. And why not? Time on The Breakfast Show for a bit of, I think, a bit of Brenton Wood, don't you?
You do what? Let me let the show, but if you don't want me, don't leave me on your body. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Do like that. Coming from Def Leppard and just simply called Kick. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping the time, we are 17 minutes away from the top of the hour. We've got about 12 minutes to go here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, let me just see. We've got anything else relevant to today's paper. Oh, here's one. 1972, there was a Japanese sergeant. His name was Soichi Yokoi. Is found hiding in a Guam jungle where he had been since the end of World War II. He thought it was still going on.
Danger, only if Show with Jerry D.
I choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream. And I can't thank you enough, but I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything, but I give a little piece of me away every single day. You go, I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know, but it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope.
So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train.
got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the night I choose to walk away.
One of my favourite tracks, if not the favourite track, from Sam Smith and Midnight Train. And Will Young was the track before that, and Why Does It Hurt? The time on The Breakfast Show is 9.5 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. If you were with us earlier on this morning, I did say that we were hopefully going to have Alfredo Hidrovo in here to talk to us about the upcoming event, which is, of course, Luna Llena Tambores, which they've got beginning of February. So anyway, we won't have time to fit him in now. We've got about 4 minutes, but what we can do, we can fit this song in from Atlantic Star. It's called Masterpiece.
The simple touch of your hand and everything is right. The gentle way you look at me when we kiss goodnight. You've given me the freedom no other love has known. And now I thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
The countless ways you've touched my heart is more than I can say. The beauty that you've shown to me takes my breath away.
Takes my breath away.
A picture perfect painting, that's what our love is. And yes, I need you so.
Need you so.
And now I know.
Yeah.
thought I'd let that one go to the end. Do like it, Atlantic Star and Masterpiece. And, well, this morning's Masterpiece is just about finished. the time on the break, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are now 4 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Got plenty to do, to be quite honest. And also, let's say our thanks. Our thanks go to Ingrid for our story of city folk today. She's here in the town, so big thanks to Ingrid for that. As always, a big thank you to Yasmin, our producer here in the breakfast show studio. Didn't chat with her this morning because she had to disappear off quite early, at about 8:30. She was going off to another function. Oh, such a busy life. So anyway, we'll be back with Yaz in the morning. She was so going to wish everybody a happy Tuesday. Anyway, so big thanks to Yaz. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of our background information for the programme. And also to the boys and girls of Cooper Grad who keep us up and running. And of course, not forgetting you, most importantly, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. Want to join us? It's easy. You can WhatsApp us on 6771-8822. 6771-8822. And you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162. Just remains for me to say that please, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of the day, do it carefully, because you know what I want to be doing, don't you? 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.